Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Tay Talks Positivity. This is your girl, Tay, ready and hoping to help you all figure out how to keep a positive mindset in the midst of a world that can seem to be full of so much negativity. This week, I want to talk about support. Everyone wants to feel like they have a solid support system or a team behind them when they need them, whether it be family, friends, or a spouse, your kids, whoever, anybody. But I think as people, sometimes we confuse support for other things. When I think of support, there are three different types of support that specifically come to mind. Now, these are just my ideas. I'm pretty sure other people will have other ones, but my ideas of support are being present. My love for what I'm doing will pique your interest in what I'm doing. And the person will motivate me to follow whatever it is that I'm trying to do. That's what support means to me when I see it from other people. As entrepreneurs and people who may blog or podcast or be content creators, we tend to ask people to support whatever it is we're doing. Now, you guys remember before at the end of every episode, I would ask you guys to tell a friend to support the podcast just by simply listening. But we have to be careful asking for support, because sometimes all support is not genuine, good, authentic support. And we also have to realize that our idea of support is not always the same idea as the person that is trying to support it. A person can support you without helping you physically or helping you monetarily do things. When I thought of the different type of supporters, there are three different kinds of supporters came to mind. Genuine supporters, conditional supporters, and sympathy supporters. Let's start with the genuine supporters. In my idea, genuine supporters will genuinely support and want to see you succeed, and they will do what it takes to support you. You never have to ask them to do anything, because more than likely, they've already done it. They usually have gone above and beyond anything you could have ever asked them to do to help you succeed. They will pour positive energy into you in the moments where you may begin to doubt yourself or have second thoughts. They can see the potential of what you're trying to accomplish and will be there if and when you start to self-doubt, and that sits in and help to remind you why you started doing what you're doing in the first place. Then the conditional supporters. Exactly what it says. Their support comes with a condition. Most of the time, you'll only get the support from them when it's convenient for them. They will be able to partake and enjoy the fruits of your success in some kind of way or another, or they plan to ride your coattail for reasons that will eventually become beneficial for them in the long run. You usually can only get them to support you if they know they will get something out of it, or they will be overhyped to support you, but everything will end up being about them. Sympathy supporters don't really care to support anything that you're doing, but the second you ask them if they've heard about anything you got going on or if they've listened to anything you've done, they will either show a dry, half-assed response, or they will try to avoid the topic altogether. They'll switch the subject, making like they didn't hear anything you said in the first place. Usually when they switch the subject is almost always switched to something that involves them. They only show support to attempt to keep from hurting your feelings, but the fact that you know that they could care less already did what they were trying not to do in the first place, which is hurt your feelings. They only support when it's time for them to save face for themselves, or if they want to brag about the fact that they've done something for you or in support of you. On different occasions, I've asked family members, colleagues, associates, different random people to support the podcast by simply listening, taking the time to listen, subscribe if they like, so that they'll be able to get notifications. I'm sure there are other people out there who have asked people to support something that they are trying to do, whether it be a business or idea they had or whatever it is. And when we don't get the support that we're looking for, we tend to get disappointed or feel discouraged because things aren't going the way that we want them to go. One thing I've learned over the course of doing this podcast is to simply just stop asking people to support. Because at this point, season two, we're this far into it, the numbers are consistent. They aren't growing as much as I hoped they would, but they are consistent. But if those people I've continuously asked to listen cared enough about me and what I was doing, I wouldn't have to still be asking them 2 seasons in to listen to something. Out of the 3 types of supporters I've come across over the course of this past year, the only kind of supporters I want in my corner are genuine supporters. When someone shows you that they could care less about what you're doing, believe that they actually could care less. Let them go. Let them worry about what they would rather worry about and make room for the person or the people that were meant to be there and the people that want to be there. Don't let lack of support from people in your life that you would expect the support from keep you from going after your dreams or doing what it is that you're trying to do. Your desires and hopes to accomplish whatever it is you're trying to do should always trump your want for support from the people who don't care. Use people's lack of support as fuel to keep pushing. Their support does not determine your success. Sometimes our idea of what success looks like is completely off from what success actually is. I constantly pray for a successful podcast that one day will bring me another source of income, whether it be through subscriptions or social media or whatever people do to get paid from doing what the same thing that I'm doing. I've been going back and forth on what I have to do in order to get the podcast to that point at some point in my head. And I thought that getting paid is the only way to determine whether or not it is successful. But just because I haven't gotten to the point where the podcast has become a secondary source of income doesn't make me a failure. The more I pray for it to be successful, something in the back of my mind said, "What makes you think that it's already not there?" And the more I sat back and thought about it and prayed on it, the thought came to mind that somewhere out there, somebody that is listening can be hearing something that they need to hear in that moment to help them navigate through a situation that they may be going through. Helping people figure out how to navigate their way through a situation that may be difficult for them is why I started the podcast in the first place, to help people try to find positivity in the negative that they may be facing. to help spread that positivity to others. If somebody out there is able to listen and relate and be able to take something that I've said and apply it to their lives and change their way of thinking, then I've already successfully done what I've sought out to do. And I've actually had people come to me and say, what you said in your podcast episode, when I picked it up to listen to it, was exactly what I needed to hear in that moment. They told me that they had been going back and forth with something in their mind, and they picked up their phone and listened to my podcast on their way to work one day. And the topic that I was talking about on whatever episode it was they listened to actually helped them figure out how to navigate that situation that had been stressing them out before they listened to it. So in the long run, past year, I've been doubting myself and feeling like, what am I doing wrong? Because I'm still at a standstill when it comes to the financial side. But when I sat back and I prayed on it and I asked God to reveal to me what it is that I need to do, He's already showed me, you've done it. You're putting in the work. The blessings don't come from monetary or financial gain all the time. Sometimes success is simply seeing what you're doing, making a difference and a positive light in other people's lives. So if I had to give an affirmation for this week's episode, other people's support does not determine my success. So repeat after me. Other people's support does not determine my success. Other people's support does not determine my success. Other people's support does not determine my success. Your success is determined by how much you believe in what you're doing and your pursuit in achieving exactly what it is you set out to do. Don't let all that other hoopla cloud your judgment and what it is you set out to do in the first place. Don't let the secondary outweigh the primary. So I'm not going to keep you guys any longer. I'm going to let you guys go ahead and get your day started. And I pray that you all have a blessed and amazing day. Allow your light to shine bright, because you never know, someone else may see your aura of positivity and it just might be what they need to change their mindset for today. Until next time, this is your girl Tay. Always remember, affirm it, apply it, and achieve it.